What's going on, guys?
How's
Welcome
it going?
Back to another episode, a brand new episode of Just Couching It Podcast. Ooh, I sounded Wisconsin-y now on the podcast. Nick and Nate here. We got some crazy things to talk about. First off, Zach took one for the team. We're short a man at work, and he stayed late to pick up some of the slack. Shout out to Zach for that. He's also under the weather right now. Feel better soon. But as Dana White says, the show must go on.
Yep.
And so we've been on a Moscow mule kick.
Yep.
You'd think easy drink, you know, you could find a good one anywhere.
They're not so easy to find.
It's all about
as far as like
the bartender.
Yeah. Some people don't make them good, which we didn't think was, I personally, I didn't think that was possible, but like, because it's one of the most simple drinks. You got lime juice, ginger beer, vodka, the brass mug.
All right, let's get into this.
Classic. So yeah, we'll get into it. I'll mix a couple up for us and we'll start up some talks. First, you go with, we like to do a little heavy pour, so we're going a fat shot of vodka.
Yeah, so we found out my whole career of Moscow Mules, which, I mean, I've gotten them for a while. I don't get them often, but I've never heard somebody say, you want a single or a double for the Moscow. So, you know, we're double. We're double guys.
Lime juice.
And we just said double. The last one we got, oh, it was straight vodka. It was straight vodka. And, like, we stirred it up. Through the straws, always a little easier, but.
And then your final. This is non-alcoholic, by the way. It's ginger beer, non-alcoholic soft drink.
All right.
Yeah. Find it at any local store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's actually pretty good. Then you finish it off with a little.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy. Hopefully it's not too. Here, let me. Is that a good mule?
That's a good mule. That's a good mule right there. I'd tip you for that.
That's a real good
mule. That's a good mule, dude.
Here you go. Oh, yeah, all right. That's real good. Oh, yeah. Gingery. Pretty limey. Put a little bit, a little lot of it of lime, but I also put a ton of vodka in there, and
I can't taste the vodka.
I can't taste any vodka, so that's a good drink.
yeah. Nice big chunk of lime.
Yeah.
All right.
I usually go with a fatter chunk just because get more flavor. I like lime.
So before we get into this news, little weekly recap. We're both 0-3, but good news,
fantasy? Yeah,
good news. We're facing each other. So one of us gets a dub. Hell yeah.
Battle of the best right here,
dude. Exactly. but yeah, here into our breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. We got some
in a sweep. Oh, sorry. Let's start that over. Hold on. In a trade that is sweeping the nation, Damian Lillard of the Portland Trail Blazers has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Holy crap. Take it off, Nick.
Yep. Okay, so it was a three-team deal that we had going. The teams involved are the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, the Portland Trail Blazers, obviously, and the Suns were involved in the deal. So,
Drew Holiday is the big one.
Yeah. So, the Bucks lost Drew Holiday and Grayson Allen are as current players. Drew Holiday went to Portland. Grayson Allen found his way to the Suns. We only acquired Damian Lillard, and we also lost, I think, what was it, next year's draft pick? Or no, we lost the 2029 first round draft pick, and then some other picks here. Rights on what? There's some other stipulations for picks in the future. That the Bucks
there was
lost.
I saw a first round pick.
So the Bucks lost a first round pick. They lost Grayson Allen, Drew Holiday, and
a couple other smaller names.
Yeah, some other and.
And I think there was a couple other smaller names involved with the Suns and the Trailblazers.
Yeah, there's some people that went. Ayton from the Suns went over to the Trailblazers,
but
and the Suns got a few people too. So there was a three team trade. I would name everyone off in this trade, but honestly, I'm probably going to butcher a lot of these names, and we're worried about the Milwaukee Bucks first and foremost. So
yeah, and if we're worried. We're worried about the Milwaukee Bucks here. The Milwaukee Bucks have just gained Portland Trailblazers Damian Lillard. Dude, I'm fucking pumped, dude. It sucks because Drew Holiday,
he's one of my favorite players on the Bucks.
And
he was just saying
he doesn't want to play for anywhere else.
He wants to retire a Milwaukee Buck. He loves Milwaukee. He wants to spend the rest of his career in Milwaukee. And we go and do this to him. I feel horrible for Drew Holiday. I'm going to say it right now. I love the guy. He's one of the best defenders in the league. I think that is a substantial loss for the Bucks. And the only reason is I'm looking back to when we were playing in the championship or the finals. And dude, Drew Holiday was the guy. He kept our team going. Like, yeah. The steals and, dude, his defense is just out of this world. Some of the best defense in the league.
And then when Middleton was out, for how long, he basically played two positions.
Yeah, so I think, obviously, Damian Lillard, if you know anything about basketball or, you know, follow any sports, you probably have heard of Damian Lillard. Logo Lillard, you know, yes. All of it.
He's the number one.
So I think we have, I think it's going to completely change our play style.
Yeah.
It will. Like, it's, you know, Giannis, we're not going to have to rely on Giannis as much because Damian Lillard he's the guy. Like, on the Trailblazers, he's the guy, dude. You know, where Giannis is our guy.
He's number one in the league for points per game, right?
Shooting.
He's got the highest shoot accuracy, shot accuracy, okay. Or something like that.
But yeah, I personally think, like, yeah, it'll change a lot for the Bucks and how we play offense. For sure, we lost. Excuse me. We lost Drew on the defensive side of things, which is unfortunate. But, you know, I feel like I do feel like a lot of people were kind of in the mindset of, okay, well, it hasn't been working in the past couple years. How do we win another championship? You know, how do we get back to that place where we're the best team in the world? And a lot of times that involves making trades, moving players around that you might not necessarily want to move around. But, you know, as you said before, the show goes on, dude.
Show goes on. It must go on.
Yeah. So
feelings will get hurt.
Yeah. It is what it is. I feel like I'm going to quote Tony on this because he texted me about it. Tony said it's a Hail Mary from the Bucks.
Yeah.
Which I don't disagree at all.
Giannis said he needed the Bucks to spend like a championship team.
Right, but that's why this is like, this is like, it almost feels like fourth down, you got a few seconds left on the clock, and we're trying to win a game.
Yeah,
like
I agree with
that.
We're
throwing one out there, and we're gonna see, hope it sticks, and hope everything works out. You hope. That's the with it being Damian Lillard, the expectation is like he should pick up where he left off in Portland.
Yeah.
You know? Like
should be.
There should be, it should only add to the Bucks. I think the only thing I can't, like, Jrue Holiday, man. He was one of my favorite players on the Bucks. So for me, I'm very biased. I'm biased. I love Jrue Holiday. So that's the only reason that it stings a little bit. But I really like Damian Lillard. I think he's an amazing point scorer.
He's a point guard, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, but I mean, nowadays everybody just plays whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know. I high hopes. You know, we'll see. I've got hopes. I believe that there had to be some changes made with who's playing, at least like starting wise or whatever, because, you know, Grayson Allen, especially, we saw, you mentioned it earlier, Middleton was out a lot of last season.
Yep.
And that forced Grayson Allen to start a lot.
Yep. Carter was even starting.
Yeah, they switched off back and forth starting those guys. So I think it'll be, you know, that's the thing, is everyone's got to stay healthy on the Bucks. You're assuming everyone's staying healthy. You're assuming everything goes right. And is Damian Lillard going to be, is he going to be as stout as Jrue Holiday on defense? And is he going to put up the points necessary to not, so we don't need Giannis to score 40 every night?
Yeah.
That's essentially, like, the hope is we don't need Giannis to score 40 points to win games.
Yeah.
You know,
40 points, yeah, every night.
That's asking a lot from a big, big dude who's, you know, it's not, he's not Steph Curry out there. He's freaking 7 feet tall.
Look at Giannis's stats from his 6.8.
Is that what that says?
Yeah points. That's he. That was from way back in the day.
That's his rookie year, I think.
That's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I think we'll see. I'm happy that there were changes made. I'm happy that we added a really good scorer. I just hope the defense holds up. You know.
Yeah.
Or at least we can outscore then to offset the...
Dude, I'm excited. October 24th, I know, is the first NBA game. I don't know. It makes me want to go get some nosebleeds just to be at a Bucks game. See some Lillard Giannis action, dude.
Speaking of fucking nosebleeds.
Oh, shit. Oh, is that where your tickets are?
No, we got badass tickets.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got some tickets down in the bowl. I think we're like row 17 or something like that.
Did she buy them from somebody or how did?
So the way Lambo tickets work is they're all resale, pretty much. Everything's a resale.
Oh yeah.
So like everything on StubHub, everyone just prices whatever. Like I saw tickets in one section we were looking at. They're like, oh yeah, they're about average $180 a piece. And then I scrolled down and in the same section, the same row, someone was selling their tickets for $8,800 a piece. And I was like, what?
Huh?
Huh? Exactly. I was like, never going to sell those.
Unless you're the person who sells it.
Or, right. Or could you imagine, though, if, like, day of, you're just like, some rich person's like, I can go to the game. I just want a ton of money at Oneida.
Yeah.
I just want a ton of money at Oneida. Let's boink. Like, you never know.
Yeah, it's like you plan on going anyways.
Right. If no one buys it, you're just going to go anyways. Otherwise, you just made $9,000.
Gosh, yeah. Darn it.
Right.
That's crazy.
Hannah got some nice tickets. I'm so excited. I gotta ask Rob if I can get out of work early tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a late game. Fucking the Lions.
Starts at 7:20. I'm going to be beat on Friday, dude. But these are the sacrifices we make for the teams that we love.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I would not. I don't care. Like, I don't care how tired I am on Friday. I don't care. Lambeau Field is the happiest place on earth.
Isn't that two of the three games already? Two of the four games? Or was that a preseason?
I did go to a preseason game. Yeah. I went to a preseason. The last preseason game.
It was like
game.
A night game? No, it was a
It was a during the day game.
Yeah.
I think it was like a noon game. Yeah, I had to wake up and go. Yeah, it was an earlier game. I went with my grandparents. That game was super fun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And that was rookie, or not rookie. That was preseason, and it was right when we were all like, Jordan Love. Like, yep. Oh, is he going to? And everyone was on the edge of their seat the entire first quarter. And then now we're 4 weeks in. I think it's because
Just leave it alone.
We're like 4 weeks in now, and Packers are looking all right.
Yeah, Love's doing good. He does well under pressure.
He's got some wheels, too.
Yeah.
He's good with the football so far. You know, we haven't seen...
Like, what did Matt say?
We haven't seen a bunch of interceptions. He's smart with how he plays for it being, you know... Obviously, he's not a rookie, but... It's his first year leading the team, and he's doing better than I expected.
Yeah.
So.
He doesn't look like a backup.
No.
Quarterback.
No, he looks like our starter.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, dude, I don't know. People might agree with me, but I get a sense when he goes... Like, when they take a shot down the field, they don't take many shots down the field, the Packers. Not like they did with Aaron Rodgers. But when he does take those shots down the field, just how smooth he, like, drops back and, like, throws that football, he almost looks like Aaron Rodgers when he throws it. Like, when he takes those shots, like, it's smooth, effortless. It doesn't look like he's winding up and, like, you know, you see, like, some of those guys like Kirk Cousins and, like, Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford where they, like... When they let go and they, like, throw the ball, like, you know, it looks like they're about to throw their fucking shoulder out.
Yeah.
It's just, like, goes 50 yards. And you're like, okay, good throw, but you need to stretch a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, it looks effortless for Jordan Love in a lot of those situations, which is what you like to see.
Next game. Yeah, that's dope. Hopefully.
Especially compared to, like, guys that have been starting in the league, like Josh Allen. You know, like, he's not having a great year so far.
That's who I have.
Right.
He's only...
Zach Wilson. He was their starter last year, I'm pretty sure. The Jets. And, you know, since Aaron Rodgers went down, they have to play Zach Wilson now again. And it's like, dude, he's a fucking mess.
He's averaging 18 points, and I think he was supposed to be averaging like 25.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I don't know.
Cause he got 9, and then he got 23, then 21. So, I mean.
9 is fucking brutal.
Yeah, who was that against? New York Jets. That
That
first fucking week, dude. Who was that guy?
What?
The replacement for.
Oh, Zach Wilson? For Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson? Yeah.
He didn't do bad.
Yet now? Now Zach Wilson, dude, I follow a lot of, like, sports stuff and, like, what is it? Reporting. Sports reporters. I follow a lot of sports reporters and stuff on Twitter. And, like, dude, according to everyone and everything, that locker room is, like, ready to implode. Like, the defense, everyone on defense is like, fuck this guy. Like, why is he our quarterback? He can't stay on the field. Zach Wilson. Yeah. They're like, dude, this guy can't keep the offense on the field, and the defense is playing 90% of the goddamn game.
Oof.
They're like, no.
Oof.
No. And that's what, you know, if you're on defense and you're just, you're on the field, you know, if you go three and out, that's what, a few minutes?
Yeah, literally.
Of rest, and then it's just like, oh, we're back on the fucking field.
Which is, yeah, for the defense.
Yeah.
They're doing all the fucking, yeah, that's rough, dude.
Yeah.
There, I'll just, shit. All right, let's talk a little bit about UFC. Want to keep this one quick so Dan can get it back to us. We got John Jones versus Stipe. Does he deserve it? Like you brought up, yeah. In the heavyweight division, yes, he does.
In that division.
If it was a different division, maybe, but the heavyweight, like, you only have...
You need someone.
A couple people that
yeah.
are... not that are deserving of it, but that could...
That are willing and able.
Yeah. Like, it's like, anybody at the heavyweights game to a point. Anybody in the top 10, for sure, could get a belt because it's one hit. Could right. change anything yep. for those guys.
Exactly. But John Jones is different.
Yeah. He's, and with Stipe is the only one that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Hands down.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, who are you going to put in there besides Stipe?
No one else comes even close. Ngannou is the only other person you
Taffa,
can think of. And
Justin
he's not
Taffa
in UFC.
Or whatever, whoever just fought. Like, dude, he ain't.
No.
No.
Oh, that one guy.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Frank Mir. He's English.
Oh, Aspinall. Tom yeah. Aspinall. Yeah.
Which is like. But yeah, maybe that, on the ground.
But even that, it's like.
But like, do you want to stand with Jones?
How many? That's the thing, too, is like when you think about it in like Dana White's mind. So what will draw a bigger crowd, bigger pay-per-view numbers? Jones versus Tom Aspinall or Jones versus fucking Stipe?
Yeah.
Jones Stipe for sure draws way more numbers than Tom Aspinall. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Personally, I would say Stipe would bring in more numbers, but what's Aspinall's, like, where does he fight out of? Is it, like, England or something?
Yeah.
Well, then that'd probably be a big one. That'd probably be a huge one.
Yeah.
If they did it in London or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Those guys, like, dude, English, they don't care who the fuck, what rank they are. They don't give a shit. They'll show up, and they'll be loud. Those cards are crazy. The London cards...
Yeah, somebody will throw a beer at yeah. Jones on the walkout. You fucking cunt.
I don't know. So you could argue Aspinall, but like, I don't know his rank. I've seen a few of his fights.
Top 10 for sure.
I've seen a few of his. Okay, I feel like a lot of them.
Yeah, they're all top 10.
Heavyweights.
There's only 10 of them. Yeah, there's only 10 heavyweights. Fuck.
But yeah, it's just. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter earlier where it's like, he doesn't deserve a title shot, but then we talked about it, and it's like, well, you could argue that none of them do against Jon Jones.
Yeah, literally. You saw how gone. My cereal's like, dude, gone. My cereal's gone. Fucking, all right.
Yeah, who else? Patty's on that card now.
Patty versus Ferguson. Chael Sonnen. Sonnen saying that, like, in the few areas that we've seen Patty, like, oh, if Patty doesn't finish, he's like, he gets tired. Like, I think we were actually talking about that yep. a little bit. Ha, Chael fucking taking my shit, dude. What the fuck? Anyways, no, there is a chance that Ferguson could just, like, literally be like, yo,
wait him out.
Yeah, like, this, you'll be able to see the different levels of experience, like, rolling yep. with punches, not blowing
Plus,
the gas.
Plus, Tony
tank.
Ferguson's been in, dude. It'll be a 3-round fight, and that ain't shit to him.
He's probably not getting knocked out, unless it's that like a kick,
right?
Like if
like
you're
a Michael Chandler,
because
oh, that was nasty.
Chandler's so dope, dude. You can't hate on that guy. All right, we'll see you guys next time. We're keeping this one short and sweet.
Yeah. Izzy got busted. DUI.
Ooh, DUI. RIP, dude.
Yeah. Way she goes.
GG. Nah, he's coming back. He'll come back.
But yeah, there's been a lot of things going on in the sport world. And honestly, that's the nice thing about being in our position. We're just along for the ride, man.
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, the show goes on, and we just have to, like, roll with... Dude, and that's the thing is, like, these are our teams. Like, we... Dude, they... People say it's a game, but, like, dude, it's, like, I feel the stress sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You feel the emotion.
You're devoted to
these people.
You feel
the stress. And then they go and do this, and they go and do that, and then they go and do this, and it's, like... Either good or bad, I still love them. That's why they're my team. I always stand with them.
On that note, I just want to say, Alton, dude.
Yeah.
Rest up, bro.
Yeah.
Injuries fucking suck, man.
Sorry to hear about the canceled fight. I get it, you know.
He's been pretty quiet towards me, which I know that means he's very down in the dumps. So, hey, keep your head up, man.
Yeah,
you'll be
here.
Back.
We're here for you.
And, yeah, dude, on that note, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
See you guys.